Recording in progress.
All right. Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. It's what is it today? May 27th, 2026. We have five commissioners present, two excused. So Commissioner Brinkerhoff, Commissioner Becker are not here, are excused. And so we'll go ahead and get started. And I've asked Commissioner Gedebort to give us an opening prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to meet together to discuss the needs of the city and be able to look at the different things that help make our community great. We pray that we'll be able to make good decisions, to be able to help make good recommendations, and that we'll be able to continue to have Thy Spirit with us. And please help us to beautify and to make this a great city to continue to make this a great city to live in. And we thank you for this opportunity to be of service and say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. So the item three is the consent agenda, and it consists of one item, the approval of minutes from our April 22nd meeting. Everybody have a chance to review those? Any comments, questions, corrections? I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from April 22nd, Planning Commission.
Okay. I second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor by yes.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Good. Okay. Next item is our public forum. Anybody can speak to us about an item that is not on the agenda. If it's on the agenda, we'll get to it in a minute. Seeing none, there's nobody online, is there, Marty? Thank you. We'll go ahead and move to item number five. This is a public hearing, a request by Jerry Dibble for recommendation and approval of the IO infill overlay zoning designation for Utah County parcel 84829, located at 353 North, 300 East. And upon approval, they plan on completing a two-lot subdivision on the property. So we'll turn over to Michael. And he wasn't here when this was originally done.
No, I was not. So I don't have a presentation. I'm just going to show you an aerial map. And then I've got the attachments that were in the packet for you. And if you have questions, we can go over those. And likewise, if the public has questions. So this is a Google map of Payson City. You can see the red dot there. That is the property. Between 200 East and 300 East, and just north of 300 North. And you can see the existing home there, and the intent would be to subdivide this property and then do similar to what you can see adjacent homes on the north and south are doing. I can also pull up the proposed plat map if you want to see that. I know that was in your packets, but are there any other questions here?
Is the home that's there staying for now?
From what I understand, yes.
Yeah.
And then I'll pull up that plat because as you can see, this is zoned R175, and these lots would just be slightly smaller than the minimum lot size for the zone, which is 7,500 square feet. These lots would be just right around 7,000, as you can see there, with the frontage being just over 70 feet for each lot. So just a 5-foot reduction in frontage and about 500 square feet reduction in lot size. And like I said earlier, very similar to homes that have had something similar done in lot sizes for north and south in the vicinity. So any other questions?
Any other commissioners have questions? Okay, I need a motion to open a public hearing then.
I move we open a public hearing on item 5.1.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Okay, this is a public hearing. Opportunity for any of the public to comment or say anything on this. Do you want to say anything? You're the only public member here. Are you the applicant? Would you like to say anything anyhow? Okay. Okay. Why don't you just come up to the mic and just repeat that with your name so it's better recorded in the record? That would be good.
Okay, I'm Jerry Dibble and I own the property and I just want to divide it and then have the original home sold and then build on the other one or sell it too. I'm fighting with my kids right now because two of them want to buy the property and they want to build on
And
it.
they want to build.
And I'm just like, no, I said I was going to do it first. So.
Well, since it's yours, you probably should have that right.
Right.
I think so, right?
But other than that, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you coming up to the microphone. Any other public comment? I doubt it, since that's the only public that's here. So, okay, I need a motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion to close the public hearing on 5.1.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second. All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Okay. Good. Discussion, commissioners.
I just have a question then. What does the staff suggest or recommend with this parcel of land?
Staff recommends approval.
This was actually approved many years ago.
Yes. And for whatever reason, it was
never recorded. Never recorded. Okay.
So
it's not anything new. This is the exact same thing that was approved quite a while ago. So
yeah, nothing's changing from that original request. These are actually the original plans, just been modified.
They need a little bit of tweaking just to meet current standards, but that's not.
Yep.
But yeah, I just wanted to verify and clarify that.
Yeah, staff is favorable. And like I said, it matches the intent and the nature of the various homes in the area.
Right. So. Yeah, when you had that map up, you saw that every single other lot had already had that done to it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions from commissioners? Okay, I need a motion for an action to, let's see, are we doing this?
The recommendation.
It's a recommendation to council. Okay.
So I just make a motion to send with a favorable approval. Is the favorable recommendation of the IO infill overlay designation for the parcel 848-0029 to city council.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second it.
I have a motion and second. We'll do this by roll call just to make sure that it's done officially. So Commissioner Gedebor.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Frisbee.
Yes.
Commissioner Hamouli.
Yes.
Commissioner Beecher. Yes. So that'll have a favorable recommendation to City Council. So we'll see where that goes. So. No other items on the action items. We'll might as well move on to staff reports. And if you've got something to tell us, that'd be great.
The only thing I would say is both Marty and I are going to be gone for the first week of July, that first meeting in July. I think it's the 8th.
Yeah.
We have the meeting scheduled, but we're going to try to avoid having any items to be on that night. But we do still have Anders and Jill and such that they could potentially staff.
I don't
and
know.
Be
can
here
we turn it over to Anders? I don't know if we can.
So anyway, I just wanted to give you FYI that we may cancel that meeting if we can at all help it. So, any questions for staff?
Nope. Any commissioner comments?
I've got one. Retention basins is open space. Still a major issue of mine. The city council approved that one out in the Hyatt Creek subdivision. Can we get something that says we're only going to give you 50% credit for a retention base or something like that, to where it's not their entire open space is a retention basin? Can we say, hey, we'll give you some credit for that, but we're not going to allow you to use that? And then maybe even attach some things like, hey, you have to have so many feet, it has to be 40 or 50 feet or whatever by something, where it's not like, hey, we're having this small retention base and become a, I don't know, is there things like that that we could add to
We can
our
definitely put some of
code?
that language in the code. We're actually doing the code
All right.
rewrite now, and that makes some sense. And maybe for example, they could get a full 100% if it's a wider area, but if it's
Right.
smaller, maybe
If
it's
it's the
only
size of a building lot, for example, you could, or whatever.
But I still really just struggle with using retention basins as open space, at least at 100%
Depends.
value, because I feel like you can't put a pickleball court in there. You can't put other things in there that are going to be useful. Yeah, you can put grass and stuff, but I feel like we shortchange the residents when we allow developments to use retention basins as open space and kind of get out of putting other amenities in those areas. So anyway, that's just something I would like to see us look at as we
We are
do this
actually
code
meeting
rewrite.
with the attorney that's helping us draft the code rewrite. I want to say next week. So that can be something we can bring up too. So
Yeah, I don't think we want to totally, in my opinion, we don't want to totally exclude.
no, but then, like I
Yeah.
said, it's a partial credit versus a, only this much can be credited towards your open space. So if you're going to do that, then we still want you to provide.
See, I would be I would Mike. Consideration would be that if it's the flat area in the bottom, that should be counted. The slope shouldn't be counted. No.
Well, and the code already reads that it has to be a 5-to-1 slope.
Right.
So basically, every 5 feet it spans, it only goes up
A
1 foot.
foot, right?
So it's
It's pretty
pretty
flat.
flat anyway. And if it's greater than that, it doesn't qualify.
Right.
And then also on top of that, you might be able to put playground equipment, for example, in there, but you wouldn't be able to put trees and things like that.
Right.
But anyway, that's definitely something that we can look at. We're trying to figure out things that will be very helpful to developers for incentives to get what we would want to see most in Payson. And so those could be some of those things to be considered with that is you get a percentage of it for your detention base, and if you meet these criteria,
Right.
maybe you could get more if you do a
Do something different.
bigger area, or you add
Right.
this somewhere else, or
Right.
maybe additional design to the homes, or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And hopefully your attorney would have some ideas that she could add in and help with that as well. Seen it in other places or something.
Right. I mean, in my personal opinion, I'm all in favor of using them as open space, because the alternative is you just get a rock area that grows weeds and collects garbage, and it's probably
Or
fenced off. And
they do a basin that is totally buried with the containers under the ground. And
that's more expensive, but that would probably be the preferred to a typical one that's going to just grow cattails and weeds and garbage and fenced off, and it just
right.
It looks ugly in 5 years,
Okay.
So, anyways, that was my little soapbox. So, I
Any
appreciate it.
other comments from the commissioners? Okay, I need one more motion.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor by yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, 12 or 16 minutes. 14 minutes.
I'll take blame for not making the shortest meeting because I had to have a comment.
The record is 11.
Yeah, that's
Yes.
okay. If I would have not said anything, we could have been
I have
close.
to tell you
You did good.
What did you win for your bets now?